Tech news now. Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective, is here. We don't have a ton of time, but Fevzi, thank you for helping me. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, Fevzi. Not very good, though, the tech sector, it seems. Lots of bad news here. Lots of organisations having problems. Among them, and some of them seemingly self-inflicted, Twitter. This was on Silicon.com website this week. More bad news may be on the way for Twitter's beleaguered workforce after a news report suggested that a fresh round of job cuts is on the way. Plus, The Guardian, I think, reported yesterday or the day before about them having problems or having to face an issue of hundreds of millions of dollars or $100 million, I think it was, in debt. Plus, of course, issues around the stewardship of Elon Musk. What is going on at Twitter?
So Twitter was, I think last October when Elon Musk finally took over, it was about 7,500 employees. CNBC reported that that number was now as low as 1,300. Elon Musk countered with, no, actually it's 2,300, which is basically saying they're now arguing whether 70 or 80% of the staff have been made redundant there. So when Elon Musk bought it, he was heavily leveraged. He had to raise a lot of money, and there are debt repayments imminent. And one wonders how he's going to make that, because actually they've lost about half their advertisers since October, and ad revenues are down about 40% year on year. So that's why he's scrambling around talking about subscriptions and blue ticks and $8 a month and all of this. And now he's saying he wants to produce a completely ad-free layer subscription, which presumably will cost even more. So he's desperately trying to make up advertising shortfall by subscriptions, but the critical mass is ebbing away from Twitter. It's not just advertisers that are leaving. A lot of people are leaving in disgust because they think that he's allowing fascists back onto the website, essentially. And people are leaving, and they're going to places like Mastodon. Add to that that in the last few days, it's become clear that Twitter, without telling anyone and without telling the other companies concerned, that they were no longer going to allow third-party Twitter apps. So things like Twitterific and TweetDeck and all of these apps that were another way of accessing Twitter are now gone. And no one was even informed. There was no notice given. Even when it happened, there was no explanation.
Will that make a big difference, do you think? Will that make a difference?
I think in the short term, some more people will leave the platform because of it, because they don't like Twitter's own app. I think the reason why he's done it is because he needs to do it in order to control the advertising model. That how does he raise revenue when people are accessing through a third party that he doesn't directly control? So he's in a lot of trouble, cash flow-wise, he's in a lot of trouble. He's already had to sell a chunk of Tesla shares, and those Tesla shares have gone down in value as well. So it depends on how much of his own wealth he's prepared to put into it to prop it up and for how long, I would say.
And, you know, bearing in mind, and we haven't got a lot of time to talk about this, but the rest of the tech sector is having problems too. Microsoft, 11,000 potentially job cuts worldwide. I think Microsoft has 6,000 employees or so in the UK. Maybe some of those job cuts, if they make them, will impact here. So the tech sector's having a real tough year, and it hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, and Google have just announced 12,000 layoffs, Amazon 18,000. Microsoft 10 or 11,000. So it's 40,000 in the last week or so, about 70,000 in the last year. It's a reflection of the fact that advertising revenues are under pressure. You know, money is tight. It's not just the UK that's having financial difficulties. And with that, you know, disposable income goes down and spending goes down, and therefore advertising goes down. So it's rather difficult. Amazon's picture is a little bit different in the sense that Amazon's workforce is increasingly robotic. So we're talking about human redundancies, but not necessarily, you know, some of those jobs are probably being replaced by machines. And we've talked about that a lot on here in the past, that robots and AI will take human jobs. And I think about half of Amazon's workforce is now non-human.
Right, so this process is continuing. You and I have talked about that process before. Fevzi, thank you very much indeed. If people want to catch up with your podcast, the Gadget Detective podcast, and all of your other worldly activities, where do they go?
Well, perhaps not all of my worldly activities, but the ones that bear repetition.
Most of them, Fevzy, come on.
On the Gadget Detective podcast, which you can obtain anywhere you get good podcasts, and also on your Amazon Echo unit. If you say her name and then say play Gadget Detective podcast, she will oblige.
See, I'm trying to give you a big build-up here, Fevzy. You know, you need to work with me. Thank you very much indeed, Fevzy.
Fevzy, I just want to say my private life is not available.
Well, you say that, Fevzy. Hey, Fevzy Turkup, the Gadget Detective. Check him out. And if you want to ask him a tech question, he's very amenable to all of those things. I've even done that myself when I've been up the proverbial without a paddle. Now,